Good afternoon, friends. This is Stephen White, conductor on the music staff of the Metropolitan Opera. Welcome to this week's Met Preview on WVTF Music. Lucia di Lammermoor is one of opera's most beloved bel canto icons. Premiered in Naples in 1835, Donizetti's tragic masterpiece lives in an atmosphere colored by the misty northern climes of 17th century Scotland in combination with the vibrant musical style of early 19th century Italian opera. Its melodies hover and soar with limpid and beguiling ardor and tenderness, while its rhythms drive with heart-pounding purpose and intensity. Loosely based on Sir Walter Scott's novel The Bride of Lammermoor, the opera tells the archetypical story of a young woman in love with one man, but promised to another. We first encounter Lucia as she waits for her lover Edgardo by a fountain outside Lammermoor Castle. Her handmaid tells her to be cautious, and is particularly concerned after Lucia tells her that she has seen the ghost of a girl murdered at that very fountain. But Lucia focuses on her thoughts of Edgardo. "He is the light of my day and the comfort of my sufferings. When I am with him, it is as if heaven itself opens for me." Here is the incomparable Joan Sutherland with Quando Rapito in Estasi. One of the greatest singers who ever lived, Dame Joan Sutherland was nicknamed La Stupenda in honor of the stupendous acrobatic capabilities of her voice and technique. No single artist was as responsible as she for the revival of bel canto literature and vocal style in the late 1950s through the 1980s. Here she is with Luciano Pavarotti as Lucia's lover Edgardo, who has told her that, for political reasons, he has to leave for France. But they make a sworn vow of marriage and exchange rings, singing to each other, "Borne by gentle breezes, my sighs will come to you as the murmuring seas echo my lamentations." Lucia and Edgardo find themselves in a dilemma that very closely recalls the dire circumstances that confronted Romeo and Juliet. Lucia's brother, Enrico, is the sworn enemy of Edgardo, and for political reasons, he forces Lucia into marriage with Arturo Bucklaw. At the very moment that the wedding papers are signed, Edgardo fights his way into the hall. In stunned disbelief, he and Enrico begin the Great Sextet, one of the most well-known and beloved ensembles in all of opera. While everyone in the hall is paralyzed with shock and confusion, Lucia wishes that death itself would come to her rescue. This is the weekly Met Preview on WVTF Music. I'm Stephen White. Not realizing how irresistibly coerced Lucia had been, Edgardo loses his composure when he sees her signature on the wedding papers. Ripping off his ring and trampling it underfoot, he curses Lucia and her family. A sword fight ensues, and Edgardo is driven out into the night.
Thank you.
Later that evening, after Lucia has been sent to her wedding chamber with Arturo, guests are still celebrating with dance and song. Suddenly, Lucia appears with a ghostly demeanor, carrying a bloody dagger. She has been driven to insanity, and we discover that she has killed Arturo. In an extended scene, she imagines herself marrying Edgardo, saying, "At last I am yours and you are mine." She sees images of the ghost from the fountain and seemingly goes in and out of lucent consciousness. Finally, addressing Edgardo in his absence, she sings, "Spargi d'amaro pianto, spread with bitter tears my earthly remains while I pray for you in heaven." As family and guests watch with unbearable heartbreak, Lucia collapses, irreparably broken in mind and body. You'll be pleased to know that once Edgardo hears of Lucia's death, he takes the appropriate measure of committing suicide. But you'll have to tune in tomorrow to hear how that bit of tragedy unfolds. This week's broadcast of Lucia di Lammermoor from the Metropolitan Opera stars Russian soprano Olga Peretiatko-Mariotti in the title role. Singing the role of her lover, Edgardo, is Italian tenor Vittorio Grigolo, last heard on these Met broadcasts just a few weeks ago as Mario Cavaradossi in Puccini's Tosca. Singing the role of Enrico, Lucia's unsympathetic brother, will be Italian baritone Massimo Cavalletti. Our conductor will be Roberto Abbado. Tune in tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. right here on WVTF Music. And please join me next week at this time as we take a look at Verdi's heart-wrenching opera, Luisa Miller. I'm Stephen White, reminding you that Virginia is for lovers of great opera.